Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome afternoon. I know it is nasty here in Houston, Texas. The weather is nasty. It's raining up and down. You know, it's kind of like 75 degrees. But anyway. Again, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. I want to send a shout-out to all my independent artists who have sent their MP3 submissions to be featured on the show and on NowHipHop.com. So y'all definitely stay tuned for that. And last week on this show, had my boy VH1 Black Ink Crew. He was rolling up in here with me. I had Puma up in here with me. So, y'all, I'm sure y'all checked that interview out. If y'all didn't, you can always go back. Today on the show, y'all, she's back, tougher than ever. Y'all got to check out Sarah Stokes from MTV and Make It the Band. She's definitely going to be up in here with me talking about her new joint, Sneak Peek. She'll be dropping that at the end of the month. Also working on a reality show. Y'all, she is busy. Y'all check her out. Also, want to say a shout-out to my XRQK Los Angeles AB News Talk. Y'all know y'all listening. What's going down over there? Y'all remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Y'all remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. It's your life, your dream, and your reality. All right, y'all. Houston Power won their first home game this past Saturday. You know, they brought it home, y'all. I can't remember the score. I'm sorry, but it was definitely out the box. So y'all definitely got to come and support this 18th. They're going to check out, go to the website, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com, and check out where and who they're going to be playing. Also, going to be having a mix and mingle next networking event. It's going to be April the 25th at 3:30. Y'all email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get you an information that you need on how to start your business, how to write that book, just get that first foot forward just to get yourself going, or how to make that dream board reality board, whatever it is you need. I'm going to be there for you, so definitely don't worry about that. All right, y'all, rolling solo today, which is no deal. I got to talk about the little gossip and stuff that was going on, y'all. We had, my baby daddy, y'all, Peter Gunn. Okay, well, we're going to start over. I'm going to go to the reality, the housewives, y'all. They, I don't know if everybody's seen it, but it was all right. It was all right. They ran NeNe up out of there, of course, from the volunteering. I thought the girls was going to get back together. Everything was going to be ace, kaboom, boom, but that didn't happen that way. What else happened, y'all? What else? Todd and Candy kind of had a little date night, and Todd got a green light on his next season of his show, so he's going to be gone another month away from Candy. But Candy's smart. Candy going to move down there with him or go down there and visit for 2 weeks. Good move, Candy Bears. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you got to do. You got to watch a man. But all right, want to go to my part two reunion of My Atlanta. You know, I love the show. I'm going to support the show. I just say that, you know, our girl from Houston, you know, she originally from New York, but, you know, I'm just a little disappointed. She just really turned up a little bit too much, but I don't know, maybe that's what she wants to do. Maybe that's, you know, instead of being a role model, she want to just get up there and act a fool, but anyway, you know, 15 minutes of fame, I hate, girl, go, I can't be mad at you, I can't be mad at you. But my boys, my three amigos, you had, I can't think of his name, but of course you got my boy Peter Gunn, and you had Rich Dollars and the other dude. You know, they just hanging out, they do their thing. You know, that's a good friendship between them three. Don't let a woman get between them. But they also need to know where their boundaries are. And, but anyway, I don't know. But what else happened? Okay, this is my Black Ink crew. You had the season finale. You had the big fight. You had old shit and his baby mama Kathy. Well, the little boy is his, thank God. Even if it wasn't his, he raised him, y'all. He raised him, so that's all that little boy knows. So, but anyway, hopefully they'll be back next season. They did my girl Duchess wrong. They did her wrong. I just can't say that much. I kind of hate that for Duchess. And then they tattooed they Black Ink on their knuckles, y'all. They serious. They down to business, y'all. But all right, y'all. Enough of me running my mouth. Gonna drop a blast from the past. And when I come back, I'm gonna have a Sarah Stokes. And then also I'm gonna be dropping just some little mixes that I make together. So shout out to my ASAP Rocky. I got my T.I. ASAP, got my T.I. with Iggy, I got my C. Murder, a Keep Sweatin' remix, I got my Outkast, so you know what, I also got my Mystical up in here, so y'all, I'm jamming, so y'all stay tuned, don't move, y'all, don't move, got a lot of hot jam for you, be right back.
Well. I'm rolling with MTV, Megan Thee Van, reality star, now artist. Got my Sarah Stokes rolling with me. What's up, girl? What's going on with you?
Oh, my God. What's going on with you, Cindy? What's up, man? I haven't spoke to you in a minute.
I know. Tell everybody what you've been doing. I know you got some music. You got a lot of projects coming up. Let's talk, girl. What's going on?
Oh, my Lord. You know what? I'm just blessed right now. You know, it's a lot of things that's been going on the last, well, I would say about 5 or 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone knows, you know, some of the negative things where, you know, which I really don't even look at as a negative. I turned it into a positive.
Okay.
You know, I was away for a second, about 2.5 months. Yes, I was incarcerated. You know, I have no problem, you know, actually being real and telling it like it is, because for one, it's been on TMZ and media takeout, all that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, I learned from it, and, you know, I'm back out here doing my music, working with a lot of good producers. My main one, James Worthy, he's off the hook with it. I mean, we about to really be doing the dang thing. I got movies, I got a new reality show, girl. I mean, I'm going for days.
Hey, you busy.
Man, busy, you're loving it. Better than being sitting up in 2.5 months in a cell. That was crazy.
That's
what you understand, man. Jail is real, and definitely ain't doing no more thug life, and I know that.
God, that's okay. Like you say, you learn by your mistakes. You know, we grow. We have to grow through our mistakes, so, you know, I understand. So who are you collaborating? Are you going to collaborate with anybody, or are you just trying to get you out there first?
Well, basically, like I said, I just had my single mixed down, like, not even 2 days ago.
Okay.
I'm so excited about it. So I am going to have music that's out there for all my fans, my, you know, my friends, everybody. You know, I'm working with James Worthy. He pretty much is doing my whole EP, so I'm excited about that. I mean, we have videos coming up, big-time photo shoots. I mean, it's just now's the time. You know what I mean? It's all the BS got to go head on. It's time to get to work and just really keep focused and keep it moving.
Okay, tell us, like, a little bit about the single that you just came up with. What is it about? What? Give us some little insight on it.
Okay, well, for one, I have so many different sides to me. I'm a Gemini, so, you know, people don't even know who I am one day to the next. You know, so I definitely have a lot of sides. But this song right here is called Sneak Peek.
Okay.
This song is the sexy side of me.
Okay.
And, you know, I want to give my man a little sneak peek. I know, you know, I've been kind of, like, holding back and making him wait, and now it's like, boom, it's time to let you have it.
All right.
So this song is definitely on the sexy side, but it's one of them club bangers. People going to be dancing off the hook to this.
Okay, now when can we expect that release? Like, maybe in a few months, or?
Yeah, definitely about a few months. We don't have a set date, but I know it's definitely for sure in a few months. And video and all that. So it's definitely going down this year. I know I've been saying, you know, music is supposed to be released. You know, I've been saying that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's really it. It's going down.
Okay, it's going to be on and popping, huh?
Heck yeah. You know, everyone can check me out at Sexy Sarah Stokes on my Twitter. And, you know, all my social media, you know, from my Instagram, Sarah_Stokes. And also my Facebook, Sarah.Stokes.330. So I'll definitely keep everybody posted.
Okay, well, let me ask you another thing. I know you can't really, really talk about the reality show, but you are working on something, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This reality show, matter of fact, we just did 3 episodes already. We filmed that.
Yay.
We filmed out in Atlanta. And it's not no I'm pulling your weave out, ain't nobody going crazy, psycho. This is more of a documentary about me coming from, you know, like, getting out of jail, coming from the bottom, going back to the top.
Okay.
Just filming that process and, you know, the positive things, family first. You know, I mean, I just feel like God had to sit me down for a second, because sometimes you move so fast and you kind of, like, don't stop and smell the roses. So, you know, and then you start doing dumb junk. And, I mean, it's real easy to get out there and mess up.
Okay.
You know, so I feel like I said, I decided to shut it down for a second, and I learned a lot about myself. I wrote a lot of songs.
Okay.
I just had a lot of time to think, and actually speaking to people that are in there, it's like you just don't even know how blessed you really are.
Right.
For other people's stories.
That's true. That's right. Well, let me ask you this. What does hip-hop mean to you in that era? What does it mean to you?
Well, hip-hop to me,
mm-hmm.
like, basically, it's the real from you.
Okay.
What you've been through. I mean, for one, you know, the beats are banging. I mean, you can't deny the hard-hitting beat. So I definitely have that in my album. You know, but I also have a lot of pop. I have a lot of, you know, electric dance music. I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm, like, so diverse.
Okay.
So I feel like why categorize myself in just one lane when I'm good at all of them? You know, why not just mix it all together into a pot? You know, for one, I'm biracial anyway. Nobody knows what my dang old nationality is anyway, so why not? But, you know, hip-hop to me is just being real.
Okay.
Telling your story.
Well, let me ask you this. If you can collaborate with any upcoming artists, or just new artists, who would you want to collaborate with? like work with.
Well, you know, but I definitely want to have something back with the band. I mean, I feel like, you know, people have been waiting for us to come back out and just do something. You know, because, I mean, it's where it all started. Our show was number one. I mean, we had 3 seasons. We made history.
Mm-hmm.
One in my family. So
that's
where it all began. You know, and I wouldn't mind doing something with Diddy, not to mention Nick Jonas, Ludacris. Matter of fact, I heard you got some stuff coming out.
Girl, yes, girl. I got to get it out there. Look, I might need to collaborate with you, so you up and coming again. So,
hey, let's do that, you know?
Well, let me ask you this. I know you're busy, but I'm on a schedule. For any upcoming artists or just anybody that's trying to be successful, you know, they may have that negative feedback from people that can't get their music out there. What words of wisdom would you share to anybody if they just want to, like I said again, they're trying to get their music out there, they just want to do them? What words of wisdom would you share?
Well, I would tell them this. I mean, for one, the social media is crazy with it now, so you can definitely promote yourself like crazy.
Right.
You know, we didn't have that back in the day like that, you know.
It's true.
Now it's real simple to get your stuff out there, just promoting yourself on your own social media. But also, stay true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let nobody tell you that you're not good enough, because honestly, everyone had to start from zero.
That's right.
Everybody did. And they had to, you know, become the true artist and just be true to yourself. That's what I would tell them.
Okay.
Hard working and just don't give up, because, I mean, look at the stuff that I've been through. You know, to tell you the truth, it made me a better person. It made me a stronger person,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, compassionate. And just, I don't know, I just feel like it helped create me again. Like, it's like I'm renewed again.
And
you're
still standing. You're still standing.
Hey, still standing.
Still standing.
And once you, if you fall, you got to get back up.
That's
I ain't
right.
about to stay down. Bounce back.
That's right. And you, I'm so proud. You got a lot of stuff going on. You got to get this music out there. I can't wait to hear this new single, girl. I just cannot wait.
I can't wait till it's out there. People really don't know what I'm made of, you know, and that's why I really want to show everyone out there that this is it. This is who I really am. And if you don't like it, hey, you can turn the channel, but I don't think you will.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Listen to that.
I know. Okay, well, go ahead again. Tell us your social media outlets again.
All right, my social media, my Twitter is @SexySarahStokes.
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram, Sarah_Stokes. And my Facebook is Sarah.Stokes.330. Y'all check it out. I will keep you posted on everything, even the marathon running. I got some stuff coming up this spring. I'm going to be doing some charities, you know, little events, maybe have a little marathon in Detroit.
Okay.
You know, why not?
All right, girl. Well, thank you, Miss Sarah, for taking time to call me.
Thank you, Cindy. Hey, we got to do something together.
We
I'm looking
will.
Forward to it.
All right, I'm going to hold you on that. Again, that was Miss Sarah Stokes. Y'all check her out. Y'all, she's hot. She got a lot of new music coming out. Got a reality show coming out. We got to support her. Y'all, again, follow her on her social media. All right, y'all. Thanks for the support. Right, y'all, that was our jam right there. Did y'all hear that? Y'all want to hear it again? I'm going to just give y'all a little taste. Hold on. That is Sarah Stokes. Sneak peek. That was a snippet. And, hey, it will be dropping at the end of the month. Y'all, make sure y'all tweet her. She has a lot of projects going on. Let's support her on all her endeavors. And, Sarah, thank you for calling in the show. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back next week with DMX, first signed artist, Word One. He definitely going to be up in here. Also going to have a surprise call that DMX supposed to call in also. So y'all definitely roll with me with that.
And follow me on Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me at Facebook at OpenTalk2. Again, if you have any ideas you want to share, you got a story you want to share, again, hit me up, OpenTalk2. And again, I'm looking for my independent artists. Y'all submit your MP3 submissions so I can get them on the show. And you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah. from the city. Don't you bitch about to see me with a bird's eye view. Ooh, in the live, stop walking the one.
Man.